You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. And I am so excited to talk to you about this show because, yes, Pride and Prejudice, bracket sort of, is in town this week, and you have to see it. I'm not even pretending that this is going to be anything other than a glowing review. I went into this play expecting great things, and it really delivered. So, let me set the scene for you. Pride and Prejudice, sort of, is a comedy play written by Isabel MacArthur that reinvents Jane Austen's classic novel by having the servants of the household tell the story. And they do this by multi-rolling and dressing up, and they even introduce a karaoke machine that they use at key moments in the show. So yes, it is a new version of the story, and as I left the theatre, actually, I heard two younger girls saying that they were now tempted to read the book, and one of their friends was warning them that it is a bit different. But even with that, the play sticks very close to the source material, and so fans of Jane Austen and skeptics alike should have more than enough to sink their teeth into with this. Because the servant element works really well, I have to say. At times, it is more obvious, and you have the cast talking directly to the audience about how overlooked they are, and how none of the rich people would even fall in love if it wasn't for their involvement in the first place, you know, delivering letters and pouring drinks at balls. But actually, the show is at its best when there's this blend of the story that we all know, but filtered through the eyes of these characters. So Mr. Bingley becomes this overly eager, lovable fool who gets his hand stuck in a Pringles tube, and Mrs. Bennet is this insanely over-the-top, woe-is-me, hilariously caricaturish figure, and Mr. Collins is a cardigan-wearing creep that everyone tries to avoid, although I guess that's not so different from the original. But alongside the humour, and boy oh boy is it funny, alongside that humour, the servant's viewpoint does actually allow us to see new angles within the story, such as a lovelorn Charlotte Lucas in particular, that adds something new without ever overstepping or changing the original. So again, diehard Austen fans should be happy with this adaptation. I mean, it did win the Olivier Award for Best Comedy or Entertainment Play last year, so you know it's going to be pretty good, and I have been wanting to see this show for ages and ages, so I'm so pleased that it's finally in Nottingham. But I will say that that did mean I went into the show kind of knowing what to expect. There were a few people that I was talking to at the interval who said it took them maybe like 10 minutes to settle into it because they weren't as familiar with the premise of the play beforehand, and so started thinking that it was kind of trying to make fun of the original novel, and that is just not the case. It does lovingly take the mick in places, but that humour is more to do with the time period or certain circumstances or subsequent adaptations. And yes, there is a clever nod to the famous wet shirt scene, but at no point is it mocking anything in the story itself. So if that's your fear with the sort of caveat in the title, then do not worry. And it speaks volumes that the entire audience leapt, and I mean leapt, to their feet as soon as it was finished. It was such a deserving standing ovation. And that also speaks to the talent on the stage. It's a five-person show, hence the multi-rolling, but it feels so much bigger than that. When I saw it on opening night, we had Ruth Brotherton as the perfect Lizzie Bennet, bringing wit and sharpness to the role. Megan Louise Wilson was so endearing as Jane, intimidatingly imposing as Lady Catherine de Bourgh, and brilliantly slimy as Wickham. Lucy Gray was an absolute MVP as Tilly the Maid, Charlotte Lucas, Charles Bingley, and Miss Bingley, his sister. Such wildly different characters, and yet every single one felt so authentic. And even when other characters knowingly joked about the Bingley siblings looking nothing alike, they genuinely did feel like very different people, and that is all down to Lucy's characterisation there. Leah Jameson has possibly become one of my favourite people to watch on stage ever after this performance. The whole show was funny, but Leah had me in fits of laughter. Her Mr. Collins, as I said, was painfully hilarious in like the best possible way, although I think it was her as Mary Bennet that may have been my favourite of the night. And speaking of the Bennets, Danny Harris had big shoes to fill as both Mrs. Bennet and Mr. Darcy, two iconic roles. But honestly, and I'm not just saying this, I feel like the characters created in this version of Pride and Prejudice should be on the definitive list. The character arc of Mr. Darcy was brilliantly acted by Danny, from his arrogant disdain in Act 1 to a moment of proper stand-up style audience interaction in Act 2. But that being said, Mrs. Bennet was truly sublime, overbearing and catty and meddlesome and very, very clearly over the top, but such a watchable character who kind of stole every scene she was in, particularly when she'd had maybe a bit too much to drink, shall we say. But honestly, this is such a strong cast performing such a strong show, and it's a privilege to watch. As I said, the audience were on their feet before they even thought about it at the end, so that should tell you a lot. But if you still need some convincing, here is Danny, Mr. Darcy, and Mrs. Bennet herself to tell you why you should see Pride and Prejudice, sort of, while it's in Nottingham.
Because it'll be such a fun evening / afternoon. You will just have such a giggle. There's some really fab music. Everyone is so talented and so beautiful to watch. And yeah, you will just absolutely... yeah, have a great night and leave, hopefully, with your cheeks hurting with laughter.
Never were truer words spoken. Cheeks hurting with laughter is definitely the vibe. There was so much in this show that was exactly my sense of humour. I was saying to my friends at the interval that if this were a TV show or a film, I would be rewinding it constantly and making like a quote book of all the funniest lines just to use them in everyday conversation. We spent the bus ride home exchanging our favourites, and while some of them are unrepeatable on radio, Isabel MacArthur's writing perfectly combines the wit of Jane Austen with a modern and also quite theatrical humour. There's a good blend of word-based jokes, physical comedy, and some really lovely meta theatre moments, like a portrait coming to life, or a character being cut off when the letter that they wrote gets tossed away, or an upside-down squeegee mop standing in for a bird, or just the entirety of the way they present Mr. Bennet in the show. And I think that speaks to the mixture of people in the audience as well. It was really nice to see a lot of younger people my own age there, and I think that this style of humour and this framing of the narrative resonates really well with younger people, but the older theatre fans seem to be enjoying it just as much. So again, it really feels like there's something for everyone in this. I mean, is it a bit over the top and irreverent? Yeah, but that's kind of what I loved about it. It is also just a really strong adaptation of Pride and Prejudice, genuinely, and you can tell how much the cast and creatives care about the source material. So as I said, if you're a diehard Austen fan, then this show should remind you of why you love the original. So, if you want to catch Pride and Prejudice, sort of, for yourself, then it's in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal until Saturday, the 1st of April. Tickets are available via the link here in the post, where you can also listen back to my full interview with Danny Harris if you want to find out more about the show overall. Honestly, it's a really fun night out at the theatre, so make sure you don't miss it. On that note, though, I will say goodbye to you for now. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful time seeing Pride and Prejudice, sort of, for yourself. Let me know how you get on. You can join the conversation on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to make sure you never miss a moment, because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until next time, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.